You're listening to Marketplace Weekend. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. This is opening weekend for the movie Black Panther, a great big superhero movie with a predominantly black cast. And there's tons of excitement around it, in part because the movie business and the Academy Awards, which are coming up in 2 weeks, have been heavily criticized for lack of diversity. But the movie world's cousin, television, may have some lessons in both diversity and how to make money from it. Christabel Nsia Boadi has that story.
All right, show me what we did.
Wait, what was this note?
Tanya Saracho is working with her editor, Joanne, to put the final touches to an episode of her new show, Vida, which debuts on the Stars Network later this year.
Well, that's the one they liked, right?
That is what they liked.
Let's just keep that.
The show centers around two Mexican-American sisters who return to East Los Angeles after their mother dies.
You know, I support any way you want to identify.
I don't identify as anything. I'm just me.
Saracho created the show after meeting with Marta Fernandez, the senior vice president of original programming at Stars.
First of all, to have someone, to have an executive who is Hispanic was amazing, because you don't go into these meetings and see, you know, people like you.
Saracho also learned about the network's commitment to diversity.
They wanted a Latina, and there are not a lot of Latino showrunners. You know, Stars is sort of nurturing them.
But Marta Fernandez says the decision to work with Saracho wasn't just because she's Latina. It was a business decision, too.
It was really the beginning of the network identifying that underserved audience and the shows that were programmed to them, like Power and Outlander, were working very well for us.
Just how well?
We open up a nightclub to clean the money.
What if it can be more than that, though, man?
Well, according to Stars, Power, which is executive produced by the rapper 50 Cent and has an African-American lead, had 4.7 million multi-platform viewers in its first season. By season four, it almost doubled its audience to 9.3 million, making it the second most watched show on premium cable, right behind Game of Thrones. So it made sense for the network to double down on this winning approach. Here's Marta Fernandez again.
So, of course, we wanted to look at what is the next group that doesn't have real programming for them on premium cable. And, of course, Latinos being the fastest growing demo in this country, that was our obvious next target.
Some networks, they look now like they did 5 years ago, and then others like Stars are doing a really good job in diversifying their content.
That's Darnell Hunt, Dean of Social Sciences at UCLA and the co-author of the Hollywood Diversity Report, which is released annually.
They got the memo that this is where audiences are now. I mean, the American public is nearly 40% minority.
There's another reason for TV's change of heart, the internet. Nancy Wang Yuan, author of Real Inequality, says the internet has forced TV executives to pay attention to content that doesn't stick to the same old narratives and characters.
YouTube is now where the entertainment industry is finding new talent. Like, why cast, you know, a new actor who we don't know if she or he is going to hit, but why not, you know, cast someone who already has a great following? And so what's exciting about YouTube is that some of the biggest actors on YouTube are people of color, and a lot of them are women of color as well.
Like Lily Singh, who has over 13 million subscribers.
Right, of course, YouTube, and obviously I know YouTube. Yes.
While YouTube has an influence on the entertainment industry as a whole, TV has the edge over its big screen counterpart when it comes to producing inclusive content. Darnell Hunt explains why.
Television, the barriers to entry are a little lower. We had like 1,200 or so TV shows in our database. That's 1,200 opportunities for people to get involved, whereas you're only talking about a couple of hundred films.
Even though some of the most profitable movies of recent times have been created by and starred people of color.
So look, I go do my research. Apparently, a whole bunch of brothers been missing in this suburb.
But it's cool.
Bro, how you not scared of this, man?
We haven't hung in 5 years. I miss you guys. We need a girls' trip.
My son, it is your time.
Show me my respect and bow down.
You get to decide what kind of king you are going to be.
Think Oscar-nominated Get Out, which has made $250 million to date. Girls Trip, which made over $140 million worldwide. And who can forget Marvel's Black Panther, which is expected to do big things at the box office? Darnell Hunt says there's another reason for Hollywood's reticence.
Ever since the Great Recession, you know, in the mid-2000s, Hollywood was making something like 30% fewer major films. And as we've seen throughout the history of this country, when there is less of something happening, the people who tend to have the hardest time breaking in are people of color and women.
Hunt adds that this will demand a restructuring of the industry where you have people of color and women in decision-making positions. On the TV front, for Tanya Saracho and her team on Vida, that's already happening.
We have Afro-Dominican, we have a white Chilean, we have indigenous Salvadorian. You know, we have diversity in the room, and also like half of the people in the room are queer, you know? And when you go to my set, like my first and second ADs are female and, you know, my second ADs are Latinas. Like it just happened. It wasn't like a mandate, but it was like, hey, be mindful. Just look a little further to see if, you know, you can give access to these people.
In Los Angeles, I'm Christabel Insiabwadi for Marketplace.